Chapter 26, Peace, the Changeless Peace of the Soul. We want unlimited peace. We seek it on the horizontal axis, the world of people, activities, places, and things. However, our search for a lasting peace in the ever-changing external world is in vain. Everything on the physical plane is temporary and limited. Suffering is unavoidable, and death wins in the end. No matter how hard we try, the external world will simply not deliver the permanent peace we crave. Reactivity. As described in Step 5, there are 6 tools that help us achieve a degree of peace in the world. However, when we try to realize the core drive exclusively on the horizontal axis, these assets spin out of control and become liabilities. The restless mind, reactive moods, uncontrolled desires, physical problems, hyperactivity, and egotism steal from our peace and deepen our troubles. The seeker. Suffering causes us to seek and question. Our search takes us to the wisdom of the ages and sacred texts. Here we learn that the permanent peace we seek is inside. Changeless peace. Changeless peace is everywhere, all around us and inside of us. It is the ground of all being. We already have the deep, permanent peace we seek. It is always with us, inside. We can dwell there every moment of our lives. No condition of the world or body can touch it. To find this unlimited peace, we must look within. If we do not find it there, we will not find it. The work. The permanent peace of the soul is our natural state, our true self, and our birthright. We can have soul peace no matter what condition befalls us. However, to get to this soul peace, we must do some work. We must introspect, face reality, and solve our problems. We must conquer our bad habits, restless mind, reactive moods, excessive desires, and egotism. We must go beneath the superficial waves of the world, slow down, and go inside. We must love and serve. In short, to get the lasting peace of the soul, we need to skillfully manage our suffering and develop a spiritual practice. If we do the work, peace slowly expands until it becomes permanent. Following is a suggested pathway to the immutable peace of the soul. 10 steps to soul peace. Solitude. Introspection, contemplation, affirmations, meditation, mindfulness, practicing the presence of God, love and service, grace, the permanent peace of the soul. The first step is solitude. When we suffer, we turn to the world for support and relief. While it is obviously good to have the support of wise, compassionate people and meaningful activities, an important part of spiritual growth is shifting the locus of control from outside to inside. At times of crisis, the ultimate defense is the deep peace of the soul. To attain this, we need quiet time alone for introspection, contemplation of spiritual wisdom, affirmations, and meditation. However, our addiction to the outer life makes it difficult to retreat. Cultivating the new ground of solitude is akin to withdrawing from a substance of abuse like alcohol or drugs. When we retreat, we may feel anxious and crave our habitual pattern of activities. If we answer the call of this craving too quickly and fail to go through the rigors of withdrawal, we will not bring the critical element of solitude into our program. It may be difficult or impossible to find the perpetual peace of the soul unless we have periods of retreat for introspection, spiritual study, and meditation. Step 2, introspection. Instead of running to our favorite escapes such as television, the internet, radio, food, sex, shopping, or golf, we can sit in quiet solitude and look inside. If we stay with the feelings that come up, we discover what we have been avoiding: painful emotions, bad memories, flaws, mistakes, fear of loss, fear of the abyss, fear of death, and fear of fear. These painful problems arrive in the school of life to get our attention and show us where we need to do some work. We can work on these problems with any of the spiritual practices described in this book. When we do the work, peace expands. Peace is on the other side of every painful problem. In order to build durable peace, we must face all of our problems. We must go through whatever comes our way. We have to work through every layer of pain. If we avoid a problem, it continues to show up in different forms, directing us to the necessary work. If we do the work, peace slowly grows. Eventually, we can remain at peace under all conditions, including the transition to the great unknown, death. Staying in the pain is not just a good idea. It is the bridge between attachment, dependency, addiction, and spiritual power. When the going gets rough, we panic, drop the experience, and escape to one of our worldly habits. On the other hand, if we ride every wave of pain until it dissipates, peace increases until it becomes permanent. Attaining immutable peace is a tall order. We need some additional tools. Following is a brief review of contemplation, affirmations, meditation, mindfulness, practicing the presence of God, love, and service. With these practices and grace, our painful problems eventually melt into the unlimited peace of the soul connected to spirit. Step 3, contemplation. Contemplation of wisdom helps us manage the problems and fears we discover through introspection. Review chapter 16 on contemplation. Study a passage from your favorite sacred book related to peace of mind under all conditions, then practice even-minded peace throughout the day. Step 4, affirmations. In retreat and in activity, we can practice affirmations of peace. The repetition or chanting of the affirmation helps us maintain peace of mind no matter what happens. Choose one or a combination of the following affirmations, or make up your own. Peace is on the other side of every painful problem. I am calm. I am poised. I am peaceful. I am patient. Peace is everywhere. I swim in the ocean of peace. Peace expands, filling my body and all space around me. Peace flows through every thought, feeling, and action. Peace flows through every cell in my body. I am a peace warrior. I stand serene in the center of life's storms. I never lose my peace. I am in the peace of the soul no matter what comes to me. Peace is in every movement of my body. All worries dissolve in the light of powerful peace thoughts. I choose peace in all situations. Peace is the order of the day. Peace flows through me like a gentle wind. Peace eliminates worries. Peace eliminates mental restlessness. Peace vitalizes every cell of my body. Peace is inside and outside, left and right, above and below, in front and behind, everywhere. I do everything with peace. I stay deep in the ocean of peace, below the choppy surface waves that try to bait me. No one can steal my peace. Nothing can touch me. Nothing can ruffle me. It does not matter what the world or my body does. I am at peace. The rougher it gets, the softer I get. I inundate my mind with constant thoughts of peace. I affirm continuous peace. Step 5, meditation. The ultimate retreat is in the stillness of meditation. Here we find the deepest peace, more than in any worldly activity. The Bible says, "Be still and know that I am God," Psalm 46:10. The peace of the soul and spirit is there, in the stillness. We can commune with God in meditation and get His peace. When we detach from the choppy surface waves of His ocean and enter the deep stillness below, we know His peace as the foundation of the universe. Step 6, mindfulness. We can practice the presence of peace in every waking moment of our lives. Practicing the presence of peace during activity is meditation in action, or mindfulness. When we are restless and distracted, we lose contact with serenity. To counter this, we can use breathing and affirmations related to peace in response to all events. When the chaotic world enters our life and we respond with a chaotic mind, we can follow these 4 steps. Stop, breathe, affirm, act. Stop. The first step is to realize that our mind is in a chaotic or negative state. Breathe. Take several slow, deep abdominal breaths. Affirm. Use one or several of the affirmations above to help return the mind to its natural state of peace and poise. Act. We can perform every action in the presence of peace. Step 7, practicing the presence of God as peace. God's peace is omnipresent, eternal, infinite, and perfect. It is the underlying force behind all creation. We can get a glimpse of the harmonious operations of this cosmic power in the balanced movements of the planets and galaxies, and in the beauty of nature, flowers, sunsets, oceans, mountains, and sky. We can align ourselves with this great power by practicing the presence of God as peace in every action. When the mind wanders, follow these steps. Stop, breathe, affirm, act. Step A, stop. Realize the mind is in a restless or negative state. Step B, breathe. Take several slow, deep abdominal breaths. Step C, affirm. Affirm the presence of God as the omnipotent peace that rules the universe and the beauty that infuses nature. Step D, act. Perform every action in the presence of that peace. Omnipresent peace permeates every millimeter of space. The more we focus on peace, the more we will feel it in our lives. Eventually, we stay deep in the ocean of peace, no matter what happens on the surface of the ocean. Step 8, love and service. Practicing selfless service reduces the ego and cultivates soul peace. Personal difficulties dry up and blow away in the face of love and service. Where there is loving service, there is peace. Step 9, grace. God manifests changeless peace amid the most turbulent conditions. By grace, we can be in this peace. But first, we must do our part. In solitude, we can introspect, contemplate, affirm, and meditate. In activity, we can be mindful, practice the presence of God, love, and serve. With these practices, we purify our consciousness and help other people at the same time. With determination and will, we do our best and never give up. Slowly, peace expands. To get to the perfect peace of the soul, however, we need help. As we do our part, we could submit our problems to our higher power, asking for inner calm. With practice, our peace slowly expands until it is strong enough to weather the trials of life. This peace, this stillness, is a gift from God. Step 10, peace of the soul. Buried underneath the rubble of our personal problems is the perfect peace of the soul. The soul is the witness. The witness is still, silent, spacious, and serene. Neither the world nor the body can touch us here. No pain, desire, impulse, or fear can enter. This is our haven. It is always at the center of our being. We can take shelter here no matter what happens. Nothing can be more important than finding changeless peace within. When we know this place, we need not fear any condition. We can slowly work our way to the peace of the soul by practicing retreat, introspection, contemplation, affirmations, meditation, mindfulness, the presence of God, and loving service. With these practices and God's grace, we learn how to live in the world and simultaneously maintain peace and poise. Then we are a force of peace in the world. At mastery, we can stay deep in the ocean of peace, unaffected by the turbulence of the surface waves of change. We know God inside as perfect peace, and outside as the infinite peace that rules the universe. When we learn how to be quiet within, we can experience the changeless one who underlies all creation. The prayer of Saint Francis of Assisi. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Points to remember. There are three layers: events, our ego's reaction to events, and the perfect peace of the soul. The middle layer, our reaction, is very powerful. We need to take away its power and give that power to the soul. All of the spiritual methods described in this work reduce egotistical reactivity and expand the peace of the soul. We can cultivate soul peace in response to problems by practicing solitude, introspection, contemplation, affirmations, meditation, mindfulness, the presence of God, and loving service. Peace is the platform upon which all the other spiritual qualities are built. We can dwell in the peace of the soul no matter what happens. It is our home in pain and pleasure, success and failure, health and disease, life and death. This elevated state of consciousness is accomplished through surrender or acceptance. We can use every event to bring us closer to our soul peace. In this sense, everything is a blessing. God is peace. If we perform an action in peace, we are with God. We can train our minds to remain calm under all conditions. When we have inner peace, we are more skillful, successful, loving, understanding, and receptive. We worry less, enjoy more, have better health, and get along better with others. We are more perceptive, make better decisions, and solve more problems. The God of peace is trying to show you deeper levels of peace than you have ever known. However, he cannot speak when you are restless. Meditate. Stop the world, body, senses, and mind. Be still and know that he is the peace that surpasses understanding. Exercises. 1. Popular media promotes fast-paced reality based on consumer spending, material consciousness, hero worship, youth, sex, power, money, and violence. These images enter our consciousness, speed up our minds, and undermine our common humanity. Take a break from your usual routine. Do a media fast. For a few days or longer, reduce or eliminate television, the radio, magazines, newspapers, and use of the computer. 2. Reduce your addictions. Review the lessons on habits. Use these principles to reduce your addictive behaviors to drugs, alcohol, food, cigarettes, television, power, people, sex, money, and work. These habits and attachments may help you avoid your problems and give you a false sense of security. However, these same problems will return later to haunt you with more force and vigor. 3. Take some time for retreat and reflection. In solitude, ask yourself what you are running from. 4. Practice the 10 steps to soul peace, or design a similar program for yourself. Practice daily. Keep going. Realize ever deeper levels of peace. The goal is to find and keep the permanent peace of the soul connected to spirit.